This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Shir Bahadur Deoba discusses with Chairman of CPN UML and CPN Mao Center regarding MCC and local level election. COVID-19 Crisis Management Coordination Center recommends government reopen schools physically from the 13th of February. Over 8,000 people recover from COVID-19 infection in Nepal. 11 people die of virus infection in past 24 hours. And veteran Indian singer Lata Mangeshkar dies at the age of 92. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Shir Bahadur Deoba has discussed the issues of contemporary politics with CPN UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN Mao Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand. In the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata today, the top three leaders discussed the matters of Millennium Challenge Corporation, ending Parliament obstruction and local level election. Prime Minister Deoba is said to have requested both parties to forward the MCC Pact. Talking to media persons after the meeting, UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel said his party chairman told the Prime Minister that the UML would declare its stand after the ruling parties formed a common stand on the MCC. General Secretary Pokhrel further quoted Mao Center Chairman Prachand that all parties should have a consensus that the MCC could be endorsed only after the upcoming parliamentary election. Likewise, in response to the Prime Minister's question regarding ending parliament obstruction, UML Chairman Oli said the parliament would be functional only after their demands were addressed. The COVID-19 Crisis Management Coordination Centre, CCMCC, has recommended the government reopen schools physically from the 13th of February. A spokesperson of the CCMCC, Sunita Nepal, said the meeting of the centre held today decided to allow physical mode of teaching learning activities in schools that had been closed due to the risk of Omicron variant of COVID-19. A spokesperson Nepal added that as per the recommendation, regular classes would run in schools for students above 12 years, while classes should be arranged on a shift basis for students below 12 years. Likewise, the CCMCC has also recommended the government lift the odd-even rule imposed on vehicles in Kathmandu Valley to be effective from tomorrow. CCMCC spokesperson Nepal Pode informed that the night businesses, including dance bars, clubs, cinema halls, gyms, would be allowed to operate till 10 p.m. from the 13th of February. The Delegated Legislation and Government Assurances Committee of the National Assembly today held a discussion with the Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers to address the problem that surfaced in the construction of the Kathmandu-Tarai-Madesh fast track. Secretary at the Parliament, Sudarshan Khadga, said the committee has decided to discuss the matter with the Finance and the Defence Ministry for inter-ministerial coordination. The committee has also discussed ways to ensure a budget of 175 billion rupees needed for the completion of the fast track and its operational guidelines after its construction. Basanta Panchami, also known as Sri Panchami Festival, has been marked today by worshipping Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge and wisdom. On the occasion, President Vidyadevi Bhandari attended Basanta Shravan ritual at the Hanuman Dhoka Darbar Square. On the occasion, a contingent of Nepal Army offered a guard of honour to the President. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Podil has claimed that the ministry implemented a 55-point plan for the reformation of the education sector. Speaking at a press meet organized by the press center in Balewa of Baglung today, Minister Podil said the plan would address the problems being faced by the teachers, students and school administrations. The Education Minister also said a process had been forwarded to recruit 18,000 teachers managing necessary quotas. He further said the bills on federal education, university and technical education were made ready for the presentation in the parliament. Minister Poril further said the government was also preparing to vaccinate minors aged between 4 and 12 against COVID-19. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Teli nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host. Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A total of 1,386 new COVID cases have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 9,251 samples. Likewise, 8,704 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 11 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,814 in the country so far. The Nepal Infrastructure Bank Limited has reached an agreement with a US-based company, JLL, to carry out a detailed study of the market for a smart city project in Panchkhal municipality of Kabri Planchok district. The JLL has been given 2 months' time for the work. Earlier, the Nepal Infrastructure Bank Limited had reached an agreement with Panchkhal Municipality on the 27th of July to develop it as a smart city. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Lata Mangeshkar, one of the most beloved singers of India, has died at the age of 92 today. She is also known as the Nightingale of India, Voice of the Millennium, and Queen of Melody. Her extraordinary career spanned more than a half a century, and she recorded thousands of songs in 36 languages, including Nepali. Mangeshkar was admitted to a hospital in Mumbai in January after testing COVID for positive for COVID-19 rather. A state funeral was offered to her during her cremation in Mumbai today. The Indian government has declared 2 days of national mourning on her demise. As the news broke, tributes began pouring in for Mangeshkar, and the president Vidyadevi Bhandari paid a tribute to the legendary singer, remembering her contribution to the Nepali music industry. Similarly, Indian President Ramnath Kovind said he was heartbroken by the news of her demise. Strong wind and rain have hit the east coast of Madagascar as cyclone Batsirai made landfall, the second major storm in less than 2 weeks. Gusts hit a speed of 235 km per hour and high waves battered coastal areas. And many people have been moved to shelters, and local officials fear that the landslide and floodings could leave tens of thousands more homeless. Storm Anna caused widespread destruction when it hit the Indian Ocean island nation last month. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and Karnali Province, and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba discusses with Chairman of CPN-UML and CPN-MAO Centre regarding MCC and local level election. COVID-19 Crisis Management Coordination Centre recommends government reopen schools physically from the 13th of February. Over 8,000 people recover from COVID-19 infection in Nepal. 11 people die of virus infection in past 24 hours. And veteran Indian singer Lata Mangeshkar dies at the age of 92. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.